Learning Hilchos Birchos HaPeros from the Siman Reish Yud Beis Sif Aleph Sheikir Peiter HaTofel. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph Kol Iker Shehu Iker Kol Shehu Iker V'imay Tefela. Whenever you have an Iker and with it is a Tefela. A Tefela appears Dover Bilti Nechsha. Tefela means something which is not important. So you have the main food and you're eating it together with something else which is secondary to it in importance. Mevorach al ha'ikar, u'paiter es ha'tfeilu. So you'll make the bracha on the ikar, and that bracha will cover the tfeilu. Be'mi bracha mil shalufaneha, be'mi bracha shal achareha. And that refers to both the bracha before it, the bracha rishayna, and the bracha achareina. Mechaber says further, lo mi'boyim ha'ikar mu'ur v'matofel. So it's not necessary to tell me this. If the ikar is mixed up together with the tofel, that's easier to hear that the bracha on the ikar will cover the tofel. El afilu ko echa levado, even if each one is on its own, it's not mixed together. Va afilu pas shu chashuv mikol, even bread, which is the most chashuv food, in tofel, if you have a case where it's a tofel, kigayin, sha'aychel dag moliach, he's eating salty fish. He's eating bread with it, in order that the saltiness of the fish shouldn't be mazik him, in his throat, it shouldn't be too hard on him, and that's why he's eating the bread. He'll make a bracha only on the fish, and that will cover the bread, because in that situation the pas is the tofel. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph in the Ikar Ma'uriv Kegayin Kol Tayruv Shnei Minim, referring to any time you have two minim mixed together, She'echad Ikar V'Sheni Eini Ba'al Olasakna Yolach Shirei, that the one of them is the main thing and the other one is only coming to prepare it, to make it better. Ayafilu Shneim Ikrim, or even if both of them are Ikrim, Elo She'echad Meruba Mechaveiroi, just one of them there's more of than the other. Ha'roiv hu ha'ikr. So the roiv is the ikr. K'mash ha'kosav simen reish chesav zayin. Va'afil kol min u'min oimed b'fnei atzmai v'nikr. And even if every min is standing there on its own, is in other words separated on its own, it's not all mixed together, it's very discernible on its own, v'nikr. Hanami basa roiv aslinu, we still go after the roiv. Valkain, and therefore b'purim. So Mishnah Berurah talks now about the dish they used to have. Shemirakhin shumshimin bidvash, where they would go ahead and they would cook up sesame seeds in honey. Uma'arvin bahem psili egois, and they would mix in pieces of nuts. Kol sheroiv shumshimin, so as long as the majority is the sesame, basa ikra azlinon. So you go after the roiv. Umavarch brei pri adama, you'll make a brei pri adama on the shumshimin, and you won't be making ha'etz on the nuts. This is all if they are both considered chashiv. If one of them is not chashiv, even if it's the majority, it's going to be the smaller part, which is mina chashiv, because that becomes the ikr. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah further. When it comes to the five types of grain, the kaimalon leel besimen reishches, the imu rovin imshar aminim, that if you have chameshes adogan mixed together with other minim, afilu hem amiut, as even if they are the lesser part of the mixture, kol shen nitain beatavshol letam, as long as it was put into the tavshol for taste, as long as those chameshes aminim were put in to give taste, as linon basraya, we'll go after them. Mevarch aleim b'rei minei mezainis levad. You'll make only a b'rei minei mezainis, the nifter tairuvus hairoiv, and that will cover the tairuvus of the roiv. Mipnei shemini dagon nachshavin leikar tamid, because the grains, the mini dagon, are always considered the ikar. Ach bovad im yesh bahem mamish. However, this is providing that there's something. There, which you can really see. Avum irv kemach b'mayim harbe kolkach. But let's say someone mixed flour into so much water at shehu rach that it's soft k'deshi roy l'shtia to the point where you could drink the mixture. Mevarch shahakol. So then you would make a shahakol. The mechaber said that for sure if it's mixed together, we're going to make the bracha on the ikar and take care of the tuffle. But even if they're mixed But even if they're by themselves, we'll still make the bracha on the ikur. Mishnah Berurah says, "Bein sha'oichal ikur v'atofu v'basachas." Whether he's eating them together as one, they're not mixed together as one, but he's eating them together as one. Bein sha'oichal ikur tchilo v'atofu achakach kilakame. Whether he's eating the ikur first and the tofu afterwards, he'll still make a bracha just on the ikur. The example the Mechaber gave is someone who's eating dag maliach. So the Mishnah Berurah over here says an interesting thing: "Kegain sha'oichal davar masik mikaidim." Where a person started off by eating something sweet. And now he's eating the salty fish to take away that sweetness. It's too much for him. Now, because he doesn't want that saltiness now to damage him, to hurt him, now he's eating the pas. But he really has no desire to begin with to eat the pas. So therefore the pas becomes the tofu. If let's say he wants to eat bread also, so even if he's eating it together with bread, just like he mentions that was the common practice to eat herring together with bread, the bread won't be considered a tofel. Even if he desires the maliach more, he would make a maitzi on the bread, and that would take care of the maliach. Now, the Sharetzion over here points out that the Mishnah Berurah chose. That in Mishnah Berurah he chose a case where first you ate something sweet, and then first you're eating the herring to take away the sweetness, because he says if your plan to begin with was to eat the herring, you wanted to eat the herring and the bread together, you wanted to eat the bread to take away the sharpness, that's not so simple that would be considered the bread, the tofel over there. And therefore he chose a case where you started off without a plan to eat bread at all, and it was only that you're eating the maliach as almost like an afterthought to take away the masikas. In that case, so then he says that would be very clear that pas would be the tuffle when you're eating now to cover up for the maliach. Now the Mishnah Berurah says further, sifkat and dalet, kivin shu tuffle, that going on the words of the Mechaber, that you'll be mevarach on the fish, and it will pat to the pas because the pas is tuffle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Afil kishaloi haya tafel lefana b'shatz achidas ha'ikar." Even if the tafel wasn't there when he was eating the ikar, imay daitoi b'shatz bracha lechol gam ha'tafel. So if he had in mind when he made the bracha to eat the tafel, aisha darko b'kach lechol tafel acharav, or that's his way to eat the tafel afterwards. Paitel ha'tafel. So then the tafel is going to be potter. And he adds on further, you have to be eating the tofel in that place. But let's say that's not his common minig to eat the tofel. And also he wasn't planning on eating it when he made the bracha. So then he's going to have to make a bracha on the tofel that he eats afterwards. But then, the only thing he'll do is he'll make a bracha of shahakol on the tafel. Da'akopanim tafelhu. Because nevertheless, it is tafel. Umafsid brachasay ikris. And it's going to lose its main bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah compares it to another very interesting halacha. V'dumi d'psaka ramala kamen baga. Dem oichal ha'tafel kaidam ha'ikr. That if someone eats the tafel before the ikr, after tzarich levarach alav, even though he's going to have to make a bracha, it's not going to be covered by the bracha and the ikr that he will make afterwards. Since it's a tafel, it's going to lose its main bracha, and he would go ahead and he would make that shahakol.